Suffering, he dissociated from Present is suffering. Now do that what one wants is suffering. In brief, like aggregates of energy are suffering. So our life is full of suffering. To escape from these sufferings, we must try to attain Nirvana. If you want to attain Nirvana, then first you should try to understand the Four Noble Truths. Fine. If you want to attain Nirvana, the destruction of the text is necessary, including any attachment to the new existence. If there is still attachment to the new existence, you cannot escape from the throne of rebirth. If you want to escape from the throne of rebirth, first you should try to destroy the defilements, including attachment to the new existence. Or you should try to destroy the defilements. There is one sutta called Aswakriya Sutta. Janado ambeko ibasado aswana kiyang wadawi no ajanado no abasado. Inche ambeko ijanado basado aswana kiyang wadi. Ijanado kandi beko ijanado basado aswana kiyang wadi. Yanado basmudiyo di janado basado aswana kiyang wadi. Yanado kandiyodo di janado basado aswana kiyang wadi. Yanduka Niroda Gami Nibri Vidadi Kanado Basado Aswana Kiyohadi. Yuko Begwe Janado Iyo Basado Aswana Kiyohadi. Tasuma Diya Begwe. Ijanduka Di Yogo Ganiyo. Yanduka Sumudiyo Di Yogo Ganiyo. Yanduka Niroda Di Yogo Ganiyo. Yanduka Niroda Gami Nibri Vidadi Yogo Ganiyo. This is Aswakriya Sutta of Siddha Sanyoga. What is the meaning? Because I say that the destruction of the text is for one who knows and sees, not for one who does not know and does not see. For one who knows what, for one who sees what, thus the destruction of the text comes about. The destruction of the text comes about for one who knows and sees. This is the noble truth of the suffering, dukkha, citta. For one who knows and sees, this is the noble truth of the origin of suffering, samuya, citta. For one who knows and sees, this is the noble truth of the cessation of suffering, niroda, citta. For one who knows and sees, this is the noble truth of the path leading to the cessation of suffering, agatsidya. It is for one who knows thus, it is for one who sees thus, that the destruction of the dead comes about. Therefore, because the exertion should be made to understand this is the noble truth of suffering, the exertion should be made to understand this is the noble truth of the origin of suffering, samuya, citta. The exertion should be made to understand this is the noble truth of the cessation of suffering, niroda, citta. The exertion should be made to understand this is the noble truth of the path leading to the cessation of suffering. This is Aswakriya Sutta of Siddha Sanyoga. According to this sutta, if you want to destroy the things, including the attachment to any new existence, then you should try to understand the Four Noble Truths. If you want to understand the Four Noble Truths, how you should try? There is another sutta called Samadhi Sutta of Siddha Sanyoga. Samadhi bhikkhu bhaveta, samadhi jo bhikkhu yatha buddham bhajanadi. Kincha yatha buddham bhajanadi, kijandukandi yatha buddham bhajanadi, yandukasmudyodi yatha buddham bhajanadi. ဒုက္ခနိရောဓတိအတ္တဘုဒ္ဓံပစ္စနာတိယံဒုက္ခနိရောဓဂမိတိပရိပဒတိအတ္တဘုဒ္ဓံပစ္စနာတိသမာဓိဘိက္ခူယပါဝိတ္တသမာဓိတောဘိက္ခူဘိက္ခူတ္တဘုဒ္ဓံပစ္စနာတိဖတ်ကဲစကီနိဘိက္ခူစ်ဒီဗလော့ပ်ကွန်စန်ထရေးရှင်းအဗိက္ခူဟူအစ်ကွန်စန်ထရေးတက်အန်ဒါစတန်စ်ဒီဓမ္မစ်အစ်ဒေရီယလီအာWhat does he understand as it really is? He understands as it really is. This is the noble truth of suffering, Dukkha Citta. He understands as it really is. This is the noble truth of the origin of suffering, Samudaya Citta. He understands as it really is. This is the noble truth of the cessation of suffering, Nirodha Citta.He understands as it really is. This is the noble truth of the path leading to the cessation of suffering. Therefore, bhikkhus develop concentration. A bhikkhu who is concentrated understands the dhammas as they really are. So because of this reason, if you want to understand the whole noble truth, then you should try to practice to develop concentration.This is Samatha meditation. When you are practicing Samatha meditation, purification of Vajju is necessary. Based on the purity of your Vajju, you must practice Samatha meditation to develop concentration. There are 14 Samatha meditation subjects.Among Bodhi Samatha meditation subjects, we will choose anyone. Usually for beginners, we teach Anapanasati, mindfulness of breathing, or four elements meditation. You should choose according to your own desire. If you are successful Anapanasati, mindfulness of breathing, or four elements meditation, then if you want to practice others,Samatha meditations such as Kengasinas, Epidemias, etc. you can do very easily. So first you should try to develop concentration by way of Anapanasati, mindfulness of breathing or four elements meditation. Tonight I want to introduce you in brief way about Anapanasati, mindfulness of breathing.If you want to practice Anapana, you should focus on your breath object, which is touching on your nose ring or upper lip. From this point, you should wait and see only just breath. If you be concentrated on the breath object, it is very easy. It is not necessary to try and compare breath. But if you cannot concentrate well on the breath object,Only trees suggest to try and contain breath. So please try to focus on your breath object. While you are focusing on your breath object, if you cannot concentrate well, according to the suggestion of only trees, then you should try and contain breath. While breathing in, you should not breathe in. While breathing up, you should try to not breathe up.Then please cough once. Breathe in, breathe in, cough once. Breathe in, breathe in, cough two. Breathe in, breathe in, cough three. Up to eight. Again repeat one to eight. Again repeat one to eight. Between five and ten, you can stop any number, no problem. But you should have fixed number, it is better.If you go from 1 to 8, then you should decide. Within 1 to 8, my mind must not wander off. You should try to focus on your breath object only. Then slowly concentration will begin for few seconds or few minutes. Again, you must try. While conveying the breath, you should emphasize on breath, not on the number.Please try to concentrate on your breath object, which is touching on your nose ring or on your upper lip. Except this one we shall know all inside the nose plate or in the inside the nose or outside the upper lip. We shall focus on only on the breath from that which is touching when you are touching what. When touching what is nose plate or upper lip. If the breath is only clear from one nose plate side, one side only, then you shall focus on that side. But it may be changing in every sitting. But if both sides are clear, then you should focus on the middle upper lip. It is better. If you can concentrate on the breath of Jai for a few seconds or few minutes, then you should try to concentrate on the breath of that in the same way. If you can concentrate for nearly 1 hour or 2 hours, at the end, you can stop really counting breath. But when you are trying counting breath, you should try to understand your breath. When it is long, you should try to understand it is long. When it is short, you should try to understand it is short. But intentionally, you should not try to make long or short. But it is also not necessary to note. This is now, this is short. You should just awareness of the breath, whether it is long or short. And then please cough on that breath object only. So breathing in, breathing out, one, etc. In this way, if you can try it slowly, you may be able to maintain your concentration on your breath object for about few minutes or for about half hour session. At the day, if you can concentrate more than half hour or about 1 hour every session, such as 3, 4, 2, or 3 days, at the day you can stop walking. When walking also, please concentrate on your breath object in the same way. You should not concentrate on your footstep, etc. When walking, when standing, when sitting, when lying down, in every body posture, you must concentrate on your breath object. So today, I will introduce only just this. If you want to practice 4 elements meditation, then meet tomorrow in the time. This is discussion. Maybe if you want to ask about question, any question, you can try.
Any question is a good opportunity for you to ask questions.
If after sitting for a period of time and we feel painful, is it fine to shift position to focus the mind on the object and so that we don't fight too much on the pain?
Yes, yes. You can, if this is step to your concentration, then you can change your body position. But if does not disturb to your concentration, then please continue to focus on the breath object. Don't care about this pain. Sometimes it is not easy. It may disturb to your concentration, other than will change your body posture.
Honorable one, if I lose track of my in and out breathing, what do I do? Breathing without and then a thought comes to my mind.
Maybe you stop on the instead of wandering mind, commentary suggests to try counting breath only. So you should look and count. One breathing in, you should look breathing in. One breathing out, you should look breathing out. And please count one. Breathing in, breathing out, one. Breathing in, breathing out, two, etc. up to eight. In this way, if you count this slowly, wandering mind will become less.
I know that sitting meditation is very important, But in our daily practice, it's as important. So could you explain when we do walking and when we're eating, how can we have a mindfulness?
Maybe they will put themselves, Sambhajana. Sambhajana is consisting of comprehension, not contemplating. Number one is the clear comprehension of benefit. Number two is clear comprehension of suitability. This purpose of meditation. Another two is clear comprehension of result. Clear comprehension of ultimate materiality and ultimate materiality. So they are four types of clear comprehension. Now you are practicing only clear comprehension of result. This is called Gotra Sambhajana. Especially this is emphasizing Samatha meditation. When you are practicing Samatha, you should emphasize when you are Samatha meditation object only in every bodily posture. Now you are practicing Anapana mindfulness of breathing. In every bodily posture, you must focus on your breath object only. When you are eating also, you should focus on your breath object as far as possible. But it is not easy. You concentrate on your breath object when you are eating. But as far as eating, you should focus on your breath object only. But if you are practicing Upasana, other than one sitting, also you must contemplate ultimate materiality, immediately as nature, rupa, or matter. One sitting, one standing, one lying down, in every body, also you must contemplate ultimate materiality, ultimate materiality, they are processed as nature, rupa, or matter. In the same way, while you are eating, also you must contemplate ultimate materiality, but you are trained on Anapana mindfulness of breathing. So in every body posture, you should focus on your breath object. When you are eating also as well as you can, you should focus on your breath object.
So, Sayano, if I hear and understand what you say, you mean that because we are practicing Anapana, so even if we are eating,
should
take rest as our object instead of eating as our object and then concentrate on the rest.
Yes. Not easy, but as far as you can eat your
time. I have a question. I have a question. Like, when we are, I don't know whether I understood the answer right to go. So you said to practice. When you are practicing breathing in and breathing out, even during the time of eating, you ask us to practice breathing in and out. So I have a question. I have a question in maybe a sutra, as well as to Venerable Rahula, why Lord Buddha gave to his son seven topics, as well as to Venerable Meghiya, he gave five topics in Meghiya Sutra, as well as to Venerable Rahula, even though Venerable Sariputta asked him to do breathing in and out, when Venerable Rahula went to Lord Buddha, he gave seven topics. So how can we recognize ourselves, our weaknesses, like at that time? So, like,
maybe they are his first. Other than Venerable Rahula, in Jesa, Adivya, Mariyadi, and Adivya, Mandaladi, and they are both as best in Chattoka and Lata. He already understood. So, for those who have already understood, then this is another way, because they can practice Samatha and Vipassana both.
Oh, okay.
But, in Maharaula Vara Sutta, Venerable Sahib Rambhoga suggests to the Venerable Rambhoga to practice Anapana because his holy bodhya, that is very good. That such type of holy bodhya is suitable for Anapana meditation. But if you practice Anapana meditation, we are four kidoga, is number one tetra. Number one is Omi Samadha. Number two, number three, number four, the Avipasana. So there are 16 ways when you are practicing Anapana. Other than the Narayana, Rahula can practice for Samadha as well as Vipassana.
At the same time?
No, maybe within once a day. Within once a day, you can try. But at the same time, it's not easy. At the same time, it's maybe one mind moving, you know, and that's not all formations at the same time. Separately, they must be. Within once a day, they can practice. For example, before they are practicing Vipassana, as soon as they sit, they can practice Anapana up to fourth chakra. This is one day. Imagine from fourth chakra, he can discern adivine materiality, adivine mentality, and they are focused as the chakra come in later. This is another. So, within once a day, they can separately do both Samatha and Vipassana. The Narayana Rahula, other than 18 years old, when Buddha is found in Maharavanovada Sutta, when he was ordained as a novice, when he was 7 years old, from 7 years up to 18 years, 11 years he had already practiced.
Walking meditation is as important as a sitting meditation, but many yogis they only do sitting meditation without walking meditation. Is there any proportion, say for example, if we sit 20 minutes, we should walk 10 minutes or we should walk 20 minutes? Is there any proportion between the sitting meditation and the walking meditation?
Both are important. Sitting is more important. Sitting is more important when it's for beginners concentration. One sitting concentration begins to be too much. One walking concentration cannot keep so much. But for experts, no problem. Any body motion is critical. They are experts. So, when you are practicing Samatha, if you can concentrate on your Samatha meditation subject, or Samatha meditation object, or about more than 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, in every sitting it is better. If you can maintain your concentration more than 3 hours every sitting, such type of concentration is very deep and proper. Such type of concentration is supporting goals for higher position fidelity. If you wish for this concentration, if you practice Vipassana, you can easily understand adivine materiality, adivine mentality, and the process as nature to practice. Because very deep and profound concentration can produce strong, powerful light. When the light is very strong, then you can see everything. But if light is faint, you cannot see clearly. In the same way, deep and profound concentration can produce strong, powerful light. This light is called the light of wisdom. With the assistance of the light of wisdom, if you practice Vipassana, your Vipassana insight becomes sharper and sharper, and deeper and deeper. That deep Vipassana insight can be supporting cause for higher path and fruition knowledge quickly and less important.
So therefore, it's not necessary to say if we sit at 1 hour, we must walk 30 minutes. There's no restriction.
No fixed time. What they do is all situation, is all desire in between. But for beginners, one sitting concentration may begin to be done. But one walking concentration is not yet so deep.
Okay? Sometimes in doing anapana meditation, the object of the point of touch seems to be very far away, distant. And sometimes it seems to be clearer and very close. Is it a sign that when it's closer, you have clear comprehension? When it is far away, you are lacking clear comprehension?
Maybe you should not, other than you should not investigate too much. If you investigate too much, then concentration will become less. Why? The enlightenment method of investigation becomes in excess. Then, somebody group concentration group will be decreased. This is necessary. So, after today, you should focus on your breath outside. Only, you should fix one point, upper leg or nose tip. After fixing, you should emphasize on your breath. When you are focusing on your breath outside, you should not investigate whether this breath is only touching what or far away, etc. Because for some beginners, when concentration becomes deeper, they do not feel any touching point, any touching sensation. Especially, they do not see nose feet, they do not see face, they do not see their head, they do not see their body, only just breath and mind. And then, you should not investigate too much whether this breath is only touching what or not. If you investigate this concentration on the face, then you will see your nose, your face, etc. So because of the change, also many years when concentration becomes deeper and deeper, the breath of the mind only stay together. There will be no touching point. And then you should not search for touching point. Just focus on the breath of that.
Is that what it means by the object become only a concept?
Yes.
Because sometimes you can, without the limit, straight away you can get the light, is that, and you just go on, not worry about anything else?
Yes, yes. The light of the sky and the light we made, they are different, but they are same source. Sensors means concentration, concentrated mind rises within on your heart place. Every consciousness which rises within on your heart place, it produces, mind produces kalabas, small particles. These kalabas spread throughout the body. One mind moment can produce uncountable kalabas, numerous kalabas. In each kalabas, there is color. If you analyze these kalabas, they are eight materiality, such as earth element, water element, fire element, wind element, color, odor, flavor, nutritive, etc. Among these eight, there is color. That color is bright. Depending on your ability of concentration in Western faculty. That concentrated mind is always associated with Western faculty. When Western faculty become powerful, then light become powerful. Light become stronger and stronger. So, in each mind produced kalabha, there is also fire element. That fire element is called Udu temperature. That temperature also can produce new, generating new kalabha. When concentration becomes deeper and very powerful, man, superior consciousness. That superior consciousness can produce superior mind produced kalabas. Among those kalabas, higher element also becomes superior. That superior higher element temperature can also produce new kalabas. These kalabas also become superior. If you analyze this temperature produced kalabas, in each kalabas there are eight types. Among eight types of kalabas, the materiality there is color. That color also bright. So the combination of the two types of color I produce kalabas kala and temperature produce kalabas kala. These two types of kala give it light. But that the light of which that is spread into our body, surrounding your body. But nimitta, that nimitta also mind produce. Your mind can produce in breath. If you gain these four elements, this harmonically in your breath of death, the breath is nothing but a group of small particles or kalapas. These kalapas, if you analyze, they are eight types. Nine types. Such as earth element, water element, fire element, wind element, kala, uda, flavor, nutrition, presence, breathing, sound. One together, they are nine types. Among these nine types, there is kala. That kala also, you gain breath, mind concentration, becomes divine. So, there are, for your breath, if you can hear some four elements, meditation system, meditation, you can see numerous kalapas. So, the combination of one kalapas kala and another kalapas kala begin solid. So, that we can do it that way. But the nimitta portion meditators also appear outside the industry. Outside the industry, nimitta is usually temperature produced kalabas kala. That temperature is only mind produced kalabas. Yes, temperature, that temperature produces new kalabas. This kalabas kala again here nimitta. So their source is same. But the meaning is the light of wisdom and the nimitta completely different ways. The breath you can nimitta. This is called nimitta. But the light of wisdom is around, surrounding your body in every direction. So they are different. But for some meditators, while they are practicing anapana, they can first see the light of wisdom. Some meditators, they can see the nimitta first. So they are two different meditators. But like, what is the difference? The nimitta becomes the breath becomes nimitta. But the link of wisdom is here, so different direction. But the link of wisdom is not your meditation object. Nimitta is your meditation object. So to make sure the breath nimitta and the light of wisdom to differentiate, you should focus on the breath object only. When the breath begins, what color or breath, then this is called nimitta.
So, Bhante, the nimitta is later becomes the light of wisdom. Can one meditator have at the beginning the nimitta and later on it becomes the light?
For beginners, maybe for some meditators, the breath becomes white color.
Yes.
White color and the breath do even together. Breath is color, that white color is breath. They are same.
Yeah.
This is called nimitta.
Right.
But at that time also, I like the words that surrounding your body with Christ.
Yes.
But for some meditators, the light of wisdom here, etc., then it has different direction for beginners only. But when concentration becomes deeper and deeper, then the light of wisdom is in every direction. But they are completely different other than. For example, this is nimitta. When the light of wisdom here, this is light. This is completely different. But my meaning is nimitta cannot produce this light. This light can produce by your concentrated wisdom faculty. That wisdom faculty produces light.
But it's possible that the nimitta will combine with light of wisdom and become one, or they never be the same.
Usually not the same. But this also, in other words, this is nimitta also produced by Nimitta is produced by my concentrated mind. Alaya which are also produced by concentrated mind. So the source is the same. But what is the difference? Alaya which are is every direction. Maybe for some meditators very public. Can spread up to many miles. Up to the whole world or up to many different universes. For example, whenever Guru does right insect power concentration, he produces like up to the 1,000 world cycles. This is like a ocean only. Spread through a surrounding is positive. But immediate is here. And when I immediate is only mixed together with the world, natural breath.
So,
then, is that mimita a part, it's kind of small particle of the breath body? Mimita? As the, like karma, like you say, or small particle of the breath body? Yes, before you are seeing ultimate materiality, when you are breath object. And then, as a solid, as a compact, you see as mimita. But if you get this whole image meditation system, you cannot see as a compartment. You can break down the compartment. You can see a group of small particles, kalabas. And then that weight is you can express this kalabas, you can see ultimate materiality.
Okay, so if you say the nimitta as the bright thing, so it's not vipassana that you're doing to see the impermanence or
nimitta is the object of the vasamata concentration, not the object of the vasana. If you want to break this vipassana, then again you must see the sample images only one and step back. Other than you will see practice that is but a group of small particles or kalabas. Again, if you analyze this kalabas, other than you will analyze that argument material. Other than no nimitta. Your breath cannot be done nimitta.
So those light that you describe surrounding your head, those are still during the samadhi stage,
yes.
Not the vipassana stage.
Vipassana concentration also can produce this light. Samatha concentration also can produce this light. Both can produce.
I have another question. During the meditation, how do you fight against falling asleep? Because you may get sleepy, and then how can you
you should train them. Maybe if you wrap your legs, maybe it's clear this sitting as this is not okay. You should open and see the light. If there's light, maybe such as sunlight, etc. If you see light, then slowly, sleeping as this clear. If it is not this clear, then you should temporarily open your eye for few minutes, maybe or 5 minutes, 10 minutes, etc. Then sleeping as it is good. So that you may memorize your sutras. Sutras such as Kamathika Buddha Sutra, Anadalakana Sutra, etc. If you had already barely practiced, already practiced. But if there is no sutra, then you should get that. Then they walk. If walking is not okay, then you wash your face, etc.
So I don't know what you mean that if you really, this doesn't work, then you memorize some sutra
and you understand? Sutras, if you have already practiced, such as Dhanakana Sutra, Vajjaka, Bodhana Sutra, etc. Any sutra, but you should visually memorize.
Okay. You say that when we practice anapana, do not think of contact, but sometimes maybe I'm still new, relatively. I feel that I need to have my mind or consciousness touching the point of the object to make me feel that I'm now focusing on the object. Is that wrong practice?
Okay. No problem.
But so over time, gradually, the contact would be dissociated.
Yes. slowly, when you are concentration, deeper, you may forget touching point. You may have no touching sensation. Only you may feel desperate, rather than okay, no problem. But why we do fix the touching point, not to follow inside and outside?
Right. Yeah. Because sometimes when I feel that I'm losing the object, I remind myself that I'm practicing to have my mind be in touch with the object, so that is okay.
Sometimes if without the touching point or the touching sensation, our mind can easily drift away. So how can we know upon that time that our mind is actually focused, or we are actually, you know, our mind is already drift away?
If you do not understand the breath clearly, as well as if you do not focus on the breath object, then you can easily understand your mind is wandering. If mind is wandering, then you can just go back to the next step.
Can I ask another question? Is it possible to practice the white kasina without referring to the bone? Because if in a past parami, white kasina become easy, I don't need to focus on the bone in order to bring up the white kasina. Is that possible?
We start our sitting at 4 o'clock. 4:30. There at temple. 4:30.
4:30.
Yes.
Okay. We will wait there.
Do you have Sherry and Mary?
Yes. Italian Bologna.
Italian Bologna.
Aswan Pia.
Aswan Pia.
Mahahodu.
Mahahodu.
Italian Bologna.
Italian Bologna.
Libanasa.
Libanasa.
Punya bagan.